Warning, you cannot remove sawdust from a person's eye if you have a log in your own eye. Makes sense, right? Pretty logical, which is what Jesus is trying to get across here. In the same way, the heart of a person, the soul of a person is the most sensitive part. We've got a responsibility. We've got to help one another, right? We've got to help one another dealing with sin, removing specks. Well, we've got to exercise great care. We have to be conscious of sin in our lives, sympathetic towards the sin in our brother or sister's life. We're to weep, going back to the Beatitudes, weep over sin in our life. Weep over sin in the life of a brother or a sister. When we've taken the log, Jesus says, out of our own eye, we'll see clearly to take the speck out of a brother or sister's eye. Not apathy towards sin, right? We're not to be apathetic towards sin in the church. But it means we see sin through clear, self-judged, gentle eyes. That's when we can help. That's when we can help a brother or sister. That's when a brother or sister will welcome our help. Paul gives these instructions, Galatians 6:1. If someone is caught in a sin, right? We're not apathetic. We don't ignore it. We don't turn a blind eye. He says, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently, but watch yourselves or you may also be tempted. Likewise, Ephesians 4:15, Paul encourages us to speak the truth in love. So kind of put all these attitudes together that I'm talking about, that Jesus talks about, that the New Testament talks about, humility and sorrow and repentance and mercy and gentleness, watchfulness, love and truth. Now we're seeing clearly, right? Now we're able to help one another with sin in our lives. Jesus concludes here by bringing a little balance to his teaching. It seems like maybe this is out of context, but it's not. It fits in verse 6. So there's two extremes to avoid, and I've touched on it a little bit through the preaching. Hypercritical judgment and naive acceptance. Okay, those two opposite extremes we're to avoid. We're not to judge, but listen, we're to be wisely discerning, Scripture says. That's another meaning of that word, to judge. So let's look at verse 6 together. Do not give dogs what is holy. Do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Back to the ancient world. Dogs, they were scavengers. Sometimes they are today, but more household pets than scavengers nowadays. They were considered unclean. Psalm 59. Listen to what David says about his enemies. Enemies of God, enemies of God's people. He says this. Excuse me. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. They wander about for food and growl if they do not get their fill. So I see that picture there of that scavenger, the dog, the enemy. Pigs also considered unclean scavengers, right? Unclean by the Old Testament law. And pearls, right? Do not give dogs what is holy. Do not throw your pearls before pigs. Pearls speaking of the great value of the message of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus spoke a lot about the kingdom of heaven. More specifically, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what is Jesus saying here? He's saying, judge in the discerning way, in the right way. And this is hard. This is hard preaching from Jesus, hard preaching for me as well. Jesus is instructing his disciples to be discerning as you preach the gospel. There are some who will despise the truth. There are some who will reject the truth. We talked about this a little bit on Sunday. Do you remember in 1 John, the false teachers, antichrist, very dangerous, wolves in sheep's clothing. Getting on to that in just a moment. But the gospel shouldn't be preached indefinitely to those who are unreceptive. More so to those who downright, flat out reject, absolutely reject the truth of Jesus' invitation, especially when there's so many who still need to hear the truth of the gospel. Jesus said this to his disciples, Matthew 10:14, if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, Shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Again, hard teaching, difficult words from Jesus. Acts 13, the disciples, apostles preaching the gospel, they're met with this heavy resistance, this opposition by the Jews in Antioch. They responded in this way, Paul and Barnabas, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you, since you thrust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles." So Jesus teaching discernment in a person's responsiveness to the gospel. It's to be done here, according to Jesus, in respect for what is holy. Later on in the sermon here, Jesus is going to touch on this again with a slightly different application. I touched on it moments ago. "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits." So you got to kind of wonder, didn't Jesus teach us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us? Isn't this contradicting? Well, of course, Jesus' teaching can never contradict itself. It's absolute truth. It's perfect. There's a balance here, right? We're not to give what is holy to those who would trample it underfoot. Yet we're to constantly preach the gospel to the nations. And how we discern that, the Holy Spirit of God has to do that work to take a person, send a person to a certain place and move that person on to another place. I don't pretend to be able to explain the inner workings of that except for the Spirit of God's direction in that. So the balance, right? Don't allow what is holy to be trampled underfoot. Keep on preaching the gospel. I thought about all the great commissions in each one of the gospels. They're in each one. We think about Matthew's in Matthew 28. But each gospel writer has the Great Commission. Matthew's gospel, we're to go and make disciples of all nations. Mark's gospel, we're to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. The gospel of Luke, proclaim repentance for the forgiveness of sins in his name to all nations. And finally, the gospel of John, as the Father has sent Jesus, even so Jesus is sending us. He says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. So I want to return here, wrapping things up. Man, we're done early and there's not even parents of young ones with us, but I guess that's how we were led this evening. Sorry, parents. We'll try to get you out early next time. But I want to wrap it up by going back to D.A. Carson's comments. He said, "The more I reflect on this passage, the more I find I am self-condemned. God grant me practice, or grant me grace to practice what I preach." Let's go to the Lord with that prayer in our hearts. God, please help us. Grant us your grace to practice what we preach. More hard teaching, Father, from you, from the Holy Spirit, from your Son. Help us to understand it, to get a hold of it. God, apply it as it needs to be applied. And I pray that we could live it out in our interactions with one another. We thank you for each one present here tonight. I pray your blessing over their families, over their homes, whatever heavy burden is on that person's heart this evening. God, help them to give it over to you. I pray that you give them answers, give them wisdom in what they're dealing with. God bless them. And we thank you again. Think about preparation going on this evening too for our children's ministries coming up. Ask that you would help that to come together well, and pray your blessing over our VBS this summer, that children would come to understand who you are, what you've done for them and your Son. God, that they could grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. I pray that your Spirit would fill this building all throughout the summer months. Bless us as we go, please. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you all.